Welcome back to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. This is Bill Hutchison sitting in for Mary Charlotte. We have our second group of brilliant youth with us this morning. Some folks from the Roots and Shoots Santa Fe Animal Shelter Youth Board, my friend Arlo Barnes, Genevieve Conley, and Roots and Shoots Maven, Emily Dietrich-Milstein. Good morning. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning.
How are you all doing this morning?
Very good.
Pretty good.
Good.
Excellent. It's nice to be here in the Santa Fe Baking Company.
It's a nice ambient noise behind us. A lot of people sometimes think it's fake soundtrack, but it's really real. This is what it really sounds like around us, like a cafe war zone. So I need one of you to tell our listeners what the Roots and Shoots is and your involvement as the Santa Fe Animal Shelter Youth Board. I'm looking at you, Genevieve. You're on.
Okay. The Roots and Shoots, the Youth Board is a group of teenagers that got together to help the environment and to help animals in the animal shelter. And Roots and Shoots is the Jane Goodall Institute, and we partner with them for the environment and to help people in the community.
Yeah, basically, Roots and Shoots, you know, Jane Goodall started the Jane Goodall Institute, and they have a program called Roots and Shoots, and their mission is to help people, animals, the environment. So they've got a pretty wide spectrum. But what they'll do around is they'll look for organizations that they can help bring to fruition that are, like, you know, environmental organizations or humanitarian or whatever. So the Santa Fe Animal Shelter decided to sort of partner with the Roots and Shoots and start a youth board. And basically, you know, they sent out feelers and into the youth community and got a bunch of teenagers. And
the feelers felt you and sucked you in. So one of the things that I think is that I've enjoyed about Roots and Shoots is that the projects you do are projects that you come up with. How do you find this? I mean, do you find this to be an empowering experience, or do you get excited about things you can do? Do you find that your mind is blown open by the fact that you can pick anything you want to do and run with it?
It's really fun to see your plans, the things you planned out, you know, your dreams, the things that you already want to do happening. It's, you know, sometimes it's, you know, sort of hard to schedule and arrange everything so that it works, but once it does, it's really rewarding.
And you both have pet projects, a number of social and political concerns that are on your mind. Genevieve, what's important to you that draws you into this, things that you actually want to make a difference on starting now versus, say, when you're done with college and older and what have you?
I want to help animals and make them feel more comfortable where they live, and I want to also help people and the environment, like climate change or anything like that. If I could help that I would try really hard.
You told me a story the other day that I have repeated a number of times. One of Genevieve's interests, she confessed to me on last Saturday, was that we were talking about the human-animal bond. And Genevieve told me the story that if anybody else had told me, I would have said they were a liar. But Genevieve has a perfectly honest face, so I knew that there was not an ounce of fiction to it. Tell me the horse story.
Okay, so I was on my horse this one day, and I was riding her, and like horses, they're pretty big and heavy, and she didn't know. She sort of forgot I was on her back, and she laid down to roll in the sand, and I got all freaked out, jumped off, and started crying because it was really scary. And just she stood up and looked at me, and then she started crying too, and it was just really amazing. I didn't know that horses could cry also. It was like she had a connection with me, like, right then.
Do you feel like the way you viewed animals changed after that?
Definitely. I knew that animals were more like us, I could connect with them better and know that maybe what they're feeling could be what I'm feeling too.
Wow, that's a lovely thought. Arlo, what are your pet projects and passions? What do you want to do in Roots and Shoots and beyond?
Well, although I'm on the Santa Fe Animal Shelter Youth Board, I've always wanted to sort of volunteer at the Santa Fe Animal Shelter You know, taking care of all the dogs and cats and small animals that they have there. What I've always wanted to see happen is, like, the most people know about the Keep Santa Fe Beautiful project, basically collecting trash by the roadside, but it's never really been a widespread thing. And, you know, if you still go on roads around the edge of Santa Fe, you can see litter everywhere. So it's sort of frustrated me. So I've always wanted to see, you know, that cleaned up. And, you know, as in addition to, like, you know, Genevieve almost, you know, put the words in my mouth when I, you know, like, my feelings about helping animals. That's, you know, I would like to do all those things before college and continue on into my life. Because I, you know, really do feel that animals are more empathetic than most people think.
I think that's very likely true. Emily, you've worked with a whole variety of youth through the Roots and Shoots project. What have you gotten out of this as you've met and moved through the lives of these kids?
I think the funnest part is the ideas that I can think of and come up with projects and help them move forward in some of their ideas and their aspirations is their creativity. They have so many more ideas than I ever can come up with, and it's just so much fun watching that confidence being built that they'll come up with one thing, and I'll be like, well, I don't know how we can do that, and then they just make it happen. It's really, really fun.
What do you? I think there are a lot of people who might believe, certainly not after this morning's show with two stunning youth groups, but I think there are a lot of people who believe that the youth of today are apathetic, would rather play with a Wii and watch television than actually get out into the community and make a difference. What would you say to people who would level that charge at the youth of today?
I think that I don't think that youth are pathetic in any way or don't want to help, but there are certainly people who I think they're maybe scared of helping or don't know how to help, so there need to be other youth or friends or peers that need to help them and push them to help also or give them ways to help in the community.
I mean, like, you know, there's nobody who says, well, you know, I'm too lazy to try to help, you know, better my surroundings or, you know, clean up the planet I'm on. It's just, you know, if you don't have that many opportunities or, you know, that many resources to make a change, then of course you're, you know, just going to play video games or whatever. But I think, you know, if there's programs that get youth inspired to do these sort of things, which I think is, you know, very easy, youth are definitely not apathetic at all. And as long as you give them the resources, like, they're, you know, youth are, like, they don't see problems in things. Like, you
how
know,
do you mean?
Well, for example, or not for example, like, they wouldn't see how it, they wouldn't see how a project would be difficult or wouldn't work. So, of course, it does work because they see past anything that might go wrong.
There is no possibility or impossibility. There's just the thing you're doing.
Yeah, basically. And, you know, I think given, you know, given an outlet for their, you know, their dreams, their passions, youth can definitely do a lot in their community. And
I agree. Who inspires you when you think about the people in the world who you want to emulate, whose work is really kind of fantastic to you? Who do you think of?
Jane Goodall is one of them. She, I was reading her book, and I just was so pulled in that she was so detailed, and she was different in where she knew that the chimpanzees had feelings and could actually had motions. They were sort of like humans, but nobody believed her. And I just found that very amazing.
Especially considering your horse story.
Yeah.
What about you, Arlo?
Well, I admire basically anybody, you know, who you know, has the guts to, you know, help their community and the world. But specific here is, you know, they change a lot from time to time. Currently, it's Aldo Leopold, who is a naturalist, and he wrote a book called The Sand County Almanac. And basically, you know, it helped to start the Green Revolution, if you want to call it that. So, you know, I think people that bring around mass consciousness of issues are definitely very praiseable. And also, on the humanitarian side of things, I've sort of got a theme for authors, because another hero of mine is Alexander Solzhenitsyn.
What is it about Solzhenitsyn that attracts you or inspires you?
Well, what he did is he wrote during, like, you know, after the Russian Revolution, leading up to the collapse of the USSR in 91, he was in Russia documenting the various things that happened, especially his book he wrote was called The Gulag Archipelago, because he was recording what happened in the gulags, or the labor camps in Russia. And because he was doing this during the time, and he was in Russia, he could very well be sent to one of those camps for subversive ideas. So it was very brave of him to write the book, and, you know, for not much benefit to him, within view.
You guys have great heroes, fantastic heroes. Do you feel like Roots and Shoots is giving you skills that you will take out of your adolescence well into your adulthood?
Definitely. I think skills, and also just, like, you know, if you do these things now, if you do projects that, you know, help the community, you'll continue doing them. Whereas if you don't do these things early on, it's hard to get started doing them. So I would encourage any youth out there that the earliest they can try to do anything for their community, or, you know, and it doesn't have to be work. It can be any fun thing that you can think of. Selling lemonade and donating it to a cancer fund is, you know, it's any little thing counts, and it helps you on the way to doing more things in the future. And it looks good on your resume.
Yes, it does. In fact, I think one of our earliest youth board members did exactly that. She was a lemonade sales girl and donated the proceeds to the animal shelter. When you think about leaving your youth and moving into your adulthood and taking on these various projects, does it feel daunting to you? Do you feel like, how will I ever really make a dent in animal welfare and climate change and social welfare? Does it seem too big, or do you feel like you can take it on?
Sometimes it does, but I mean, like, if you keep, we've already started, so it's not like we can't keep going, and if we just keep trying and trying, and we'll eventually get to this big project that maybe will help a big, big cause.
And I suppose doing something beats the heck out of doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I agree, because you shouldn't just think about it too much. Because, I mean, if you think about the task ahead of you, of course it's going to look daunting, because there's a lot to do. But if you just take one thing at a time and just keep going forward with various projects and, you know, bettering the world and your community, then eventually it's going to get finished, especially if, you know, the 6.8 billion people on this planet do that.
Absolutely. Emily, do you feel, as a more grown up than our two cohorts here on the show this morning, do you feel like they have changed your outlook on what can be done and on how making a difference can really do something?
Absolutely. I'd say that's one of my favorite parts of being in this position, is that before I became on to Recent Shoots, the weight of the world is still very heavy, and there's a lot of things that can make you depressed and feel hopeless. But watching these kids with all this hope and all this enthusiasm for what they're doing has really changed my outlook on the world and our future and youth in general. So it's been really great.
I was thinking about that while we were talking. Arlo, I've known you now for a couple of years, and Genevieve, I've known you now for a couple of days. But I find both of you to be so full of, I'm not even sure that I know what to call it. It's just this, it's some kind of indefatigable spirit. It is not, Arlo, you kind of summed it up when you said it's not about how possible it is to do something. It's that you want to do something, and so you are going to do something. And that seems like, at least for me, it is easy to get very daunted. And the more you learn, I think, the more you can get really depressed about the world. But that is not the solution. That's not even the beginning of the solution. I find you both very inspiring.
Well, it's not, you know, I wouldn't say it's just in, like, special individuals that make a difference in the world. It's, for example, you know, the Youth Media Project that's on, I respect what they're doing. All youth in Santa Fe is, you know, they all have the possibility to do something, and as long as they do that, you know, I have great respect for the youth in Santa Fe and all the people in Santa Fe and in the world.
I hear you. Emily, if people want to find out more about Roots and Shoots or how they can start their own Roots and Shoots group, what is some contact info?
They can go on our website. It's www.rootsandshoots.org, spelled out. And they can go to our Four Corners region website to find out more what's going on here in New Mexico and the Four Corners state. And there's the contact information on there as well.
Great. Arlo, Genevieve, Emily, thank you for being on. I look forward to hearing more about your various projects in the future and your senatorial runs and things like that. Have a good day.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. We'll be back with Rob DeWalt of Pasatiempo, speaking of the arts.